So you're writing a book about that has to do with health and drumming right now, aren't you? That's getting ready to, that you've been working on? Is that right?
I wrote a book called Fundamental Fitness.
Okay, so, and that was it, was that in relation to drum?
No, but coming out, I'm hoping, I just wrote an article in Modern Drummer. It came out this month.
Okay, I think that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Explain that.
It was a 90-day challenge for Anthony Schumann. He found me on the internet. I'm a personal trainer by day and a yoga instructor, and he wanted to quit smoking without gaining weight. And so, and he knew I was a drummer and we had that in common. So we just did a 90-day challenge and I asked Modern Drummer if they wanted to put it in the magazine if it came out. And they said, well, if it comes out, it's good. Well,
yeah.
So we wrote it up and I journaled and Anthony journaled and we took pictures, kind of before and after pictures. And it just turned out great. You know, his exercise, his, how he related it to how he was drumming. And he did quit smoking, and he lost 15 pounds, and he could do 10 pull-ups by the end when he couldn't do any in the beginning. So Modern Drummer, I've done about, I think, 8 articles for them.
Cool.
Yeah, just related. It's my dual personality.
Do you remember the first time that you actually got paid to play drums?
No.
What would have been the first time you played the first gig you did? What would have been?
Well, probably I worked in the theme parks at Busch Gardens. You know, I was 18 and I auditioned and I just knew I wouldn't possibly get it. But I was a freshman in college and we, all of us, all the music people went to audition. And it's on stage in front of everybody that you audition.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it worked out really good. It worked out good.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it.
It
was a whole catalyst. You got that gig, and that brought you here, right?
Well, there was four. I did it for 3.5 years, and then I went to graduate school and took time off.
Okay.
I said, I'll go back to the theme parks just for one. But theme parks is great training. I mean, it's really good training. Just to do 7 shows a day, really consistent, and entertain. So, and I did cruise ships for a while, too, for about 6 months.
So the conductor part, have you ever conducted, actually conducted? Or I know you have a degree for conducting, right?
Right.
Have you ever actually done it?
That's such a good question. See? And it's funny, when I went back to school and I was a percussion, getting my master's in just percussion performance, and I had a scholarship to do that at Arizona, and I was in there for 6 months, and I didn't like it. So I took 2 years off, and I was a teacher. I taught K through 12 the first year, substituting, and then I taught high school. And I was the conductor. And I taught music and orchestra and marching band. And, man, what I needed to know was how to do it better. So I went back to school and finished the degree in conducting. And then what I knew is that I didn't want to do it anymore. Isn't that funny how life just works like
yes,
that?
Yes, it is.
I just, I wasn't good at piano, so I didn't have the ears for the conductor ears.
Mm-hmm.
But the drummer has the best seat in the house to hear everything. So as a drummer, I think you can hear balance and you can hear phrasing. And you have a great seat in the house, but that's why I don't write songs, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that melodic tendency, so to speak.
Well, that's okay, because you're a hell of a drummer.
Thank you so much.
We got plenty of songwriters. The world needs more great drummers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this with us.
I'm honored.
I hope you had fun.
I loved it. I talk about myself all the time. Is that rude?
And thanks to Michael Holmes for the use of his studio, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Bronson. Bye.